We are calling our board meeting order on November 18th. Let's kick off our meeting by starting with a pledge of allegiance.
No, we're moving here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all for that. We now need an approval of the agenda as it stands. Do you have any changes to that?
One minor change.
One minor.
The product update will go first over staff.
Wonderful. Okay, with that amendment, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move we accept the agenda as corrected.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Chair, and thank you for your second. Wonderful. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 And then do we have any commissioner comments today? I'm just related to the parking lot improvements. They are screaming along, and it's so fun to ride by every day to see those. Like, that's so exciting. Yeah. Nothing else? All right. Then any citizen comments today?
No citizen comments.
Madam Chair, I move to an executive session for the purpose of considering personnel matters as authorized by followed by statute section 24-6-402-4F, specifically including chief executive officer's employment contract and compensation.
Thank you, Commissioner Davis. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Lee. Okay, we're going to head into the executive session. We will be back to call the regular board meeting to order at 12:30. And I will need a motion to adjourn.
So,
thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wonderful. On to our action.
And I will kick this one off and then let Colin fill in any details. The action before you is to approve the proposed construction project for the covered parking that will also have the solar panels on top. I know this is a conversation that has kind of been ongoing for a little while, so just to remind everyone, in June at our special meeting, we did go ahead and authorize an initial procurement, an early procurement of the solar panels, as well as the design. By doing those elements early, it allowed us to meet the percentage completion test for receiving the eligibility of the solar tax credit. So we basically fast-tracked that portion of the project, so now FCI has bid out the work and has proposed this project, the remainder of it for completion and approval today. So included within the project, it does include the structure itself and the solar panels on top. It'll cover approximately 113 parking spaces. That does include three electric vehicle charging spots, as well as I think it's 8 or 9 handicap spaces. I forget the exact differentiation there. It will also, the project includes rehabilitation of all of the asphalt underneath that covered structure. Since we're going to close that down and have no cars there, it seems like the best time to do that. And in the 2026 budget, we do have some budget for rehabbing the rest of that parking lot, so everything will be kind of on that same timeline. And our target schedule right now would be to start in January and be completed by August, is kind of the target with today's presentation. Any questions, I guess, on the project elements themselves? So from a financial perspective, what summary, my slides are really delayed. The $772,000 that you see at the top was that early procurement that we talked about. And then the estimate from FCI that it did include an owner's contingency of 5% is about $6.5 million. We are asking for an additional 3% of owner's contingency to be authorized for Angela should we need to do change orders as we get into the project. Bringing the total project to just over that $7.4 million. From a funding perspective, we do have about $3.5 million remaining in that 2025 SIB loan that we got this year. As a reminder, when we took that out, we did have that for parking lot expansion and rehab of the existing parking spaces and road infrastructure. So we can use that cash towards this project. We do anticipate solar tax credits will be about that $1.7 million. That will be subject to change once we do a cost segregation study and go through all of those pieces, but that will be paid in the year that the tax return is filed, which is the year after completion. So we would anticipate those funds coming in 2027, and then the remainder of that 2.1 will be funded out of airport cash reserves, essentially.
Sarah, is that credit estimated at a 30% rate?
We did go ahead and do 30%, and then we also estimated that only about 70% of the project is eligible because the asphalt rehab and those components are really not needed for part of the solar-covered structure. Elements of the structure will be eligible, but that'll all be subject to that breakdown and review.
Is it higher to get a, we have the ability to get a higher credit rate through other?
So 40% would be the maximum that we could get, but just from talking with Plant Moran and actually with the FCI team and some of the experiences that they've had, hitting all of the elements, because that 40% is broken down into three different criteria, I believe, that'll be difficult to check all of those, one of them being the American-made. The solar panels are American-made, and we're doing our best to meet that. But should we not hit that percentage, that might be the piece that falls off. So that 1.7 is conservative.
Okay.
Could be more than that. Could be less than that, but I felt pretty comfortable with that number is achievable. Good question. Any other questions? No? Okay. That's all I have for you. I guess I'll take it back to the motion.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Together.
I know, we're excited.
A lot of work. May I have a motion to approve?
Does this have to be read? What is this?
Dan, does it need to be read?
It's not a resolution.
I always appreciate it.
I'm like, it's a dumb.
Just so that the minutes reflect the full.
No, I'll do.
Thank you, Dan.
I move we authorize the Chief Executive Officer to execute the task order with FCI under on-call general contractor's contract, construct a covered parking structure with solar panels for an estimated project cost of $6,502,853. And authorize the CEO to utilize an additional 3% owner's contingency of up to $146,410 for the project if necessary.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Well, that's exciting. All right, on to staff reports. And did you say that we're
going to
do the financial
numbers? Colin, first, you need to go jump on the
flight.
I think he's
going to
present very fast.
Yeah, mine's going to be really quick. Really, the parking is the main focus. We've been talking about getting it open prior to Thanksgiving. It opens this Thursday, so we did that.
Congratulations.
I'm excited. Mount Bell did a great job and just get that done. There is some more work that has to happen in the spring, but we knew that going in. So it's going to be open for passengers. That's the main update there. The only other thing I've got before I turn it over to Rebecca is next month we'll be bringing FAA grant applications to you. That's part of our annual cycle that we do, but that'll be the big action next month.
And the mayor budgets wanting to be here.
What was that again?
Next month, the FAA grant applications. Oh, when is our board meeting?
I believe it's December 16th, but let me just do a little check that.
Yes.
Yes, December 16th.
We'll be here for the grants and our budget.
Perfect.
And I think
that's all I had. Rebecca has an update on all the exciting government stuff.
Thank you.
Good job.
Hi, Rebecca. It's good to see you.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
Great. Well, I just wanted to refresh. This was the slide from last month's update, and we have these three categories of almost complete, active, and upcoming. And as we switch to the next slide in November, things are moving up, which is really exciting. So the interior refresh is almost complete, and then we have an active project of the terminal signage, which also I didn't know which bucket to put it in. That's almost complete as well. Installation should be complete by Thanksgiving. And we have the curbside chairlifts that are going to go in right after Thanksgiving. And we have the air traffic control tower still in upcoming projects. Next slide. So interior refresh really just kind of wrapped up last week. This was new carpet and wall paint. We rebuilt that bench along the windows at gate 1 and 6, new gate agent desks, and then new furniture throughout. So we have a few photos off the press from last week. In the next slide, my colleague was there for the bench walk and to kind of oversee the furniture setting. So again, the bench looks great. I heard that people are choosing that almost first over any other seating. And then the lounge seating and a mix of new beam seating and then the new gate agent desks. Next slide, I have a few more photos. Hopefully you guys can go take a look in person today or sometime soon. But it was great to hear from her that as they were setting up this lounge seating, literally as soon as they set one up, somebody would come sit in it. So it seems to be getting really good reviews immediately, and I think it looks really great. Next slide. Terminal signage is also ongoing. Hopefully you saw a little bit of it as you came in. But again, we plan to have all of the terminal signage complete by Thanksgiving. And then we'll be working on the main sign at the roundabout just after the holidays. And then the curbside chairlifts, will be installing 3 chairlifts purchased from Aspen. And they will be going in on the curbside about probably the first couple weeks of December. They'll be powder coated to match the new logo colors. They'll have a little bit of swing, but still be very safe and have some really fun brand moments in them too. So we hope it adds a little playful fun to the curbside. And then last but not least, air traffic control tower is moving forward slowly. We should get movement now that the government is open. We'll get a historic determination soon, and that should kind of solidify our plans moving forward. Happy to answer any questions that there are.
Is there a chance that SHPA holds up on this and we can remodel it?
No, so right now we're just waiting on the final determination of whether it's adequate historic building registry. For this project, we don't think that there'll be any changes, whether it's a historic building or not. But the environmental determination is required in order to issue a grant. Now, I think long-term, you know, and when we talk about replacing the glass, for example, the glazing, those are the kind of elements where I think they want to retain the same look. But even if we had a need to change it, there's still avenues to overcome that. You know, it's just, you can't.
So we will be touring the new terminal refresh today at 1:15. I'm sure the commissioners have that on their calendar and saw that. And we've invited members of the Air Service Alliance to join us, so I'm sure we'll have some of those folks too. We're excited to see it. I did get a preview of the carpet, and it's beautiful, Rebecca, so thanks for your work on that. You can see new signage around the bathrooms have already started, so that's exciting. I think that's all. Did you have anything else to report, Rebecca?
That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So we'll just work our way backwards. Are you okay to go next, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, or Angela, either way, it doesn't matter.
I think she has the slides on her side.
Perfect.
I just have 2 things. First, on the government shutdown, obviously, government's reopened. I didn't send a note yesterday, but the FAA announced that, you know, it had canceled all mandatory flight reductions. And so we're finally through those. Ultimately, it was, you know, really 1 to 3 flights per day here that were impacted, and far fewer passengers in total, you know, failed to make the trip because they were just reaccommodated on other flights. But we're glad that's over. Dan, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I know we're short on time, but just I'm sure as board members and for the members of the public, it was confusing to follow the bouncing ball with the emergency order, because there was an order that was issued, then there was an addendum that was issued, and just to be clear, the order has since been rescinded, and so the mandatory flight cancellations are now over. We may have, as you all read the newspaper and know, we may have another government shutdown, and so it's operations. As you all know, it was directed at 40 so-called high-impact airports, but the true impact was felt at airports like ours, which connect into those high-impact, those 40 high-impact hub airports. And so still trying to sort out as the dust settles exactly how many cancellations are attributable to the order, and then, you know, if this happens again, how is it likely to be implemented on a going-forward basis in the event of a future shutdown. So still a lot. It was certainly chaotic and still a lot of lessons learned about whether or not this was effective or not and what the impacts were within the system.
And then I just wanted to kind of say a couple of things about holiday travel. So November 30th is our peak day for the whole week. November 30th is that Sunday. So we'll actually have 18 flights that day. We typically have 12 or 13. We'll have 18 that day, and that day we expect to see over 3,000 people come through the terminal. So typically on our busier days, we see, you know, 2,000, maybe a few, you know, 2,200. So we expect that to be our busiest day. But the 20th and the 23rd are also both really busy, with 17 flights and almost 1,500 seats. So good thing for everyone. Yeah, so great. I'm well out. We feel confident that everyone will fit in the parking lot. But, you know, and we have contingency plans. There are more people coming than planning. So really proud of the team. But it's remarkable to me that everything that we wanted that done before Thanksgiving is done, including you'll see the signage going up a little bit all over. Actually, out in front of the terminal, the new signage is up for arrivals and departures. But it looks somewhat similar as before. You have to kind of look for it. But yeah, it's really fun to see it. So that's all I have. Any questions? Thank you.
I will be brief. As far as our employment graph for October, I'm happy to report we were above last year and budget this year again, and just that continuing trend of year-over-year growth. As Angela mentioned, I know in her report too, we anticipate the next 4 months really will be or the first 3 months of next year will be over that capacity as well as this trend continues. With the shutdown too, and I know that question, like from a financial impact for us, has come up and we talked about it a little bit. The flights that they did cancel tended to be the smaller ones. So as it comes to landing fees in November, it should be a fairly minimal financial impact for us, but also with our rate making methodology for the airlines, we also have the ability to change that the landing rate. So to make us whole in airline revenue, that will be subject to true up at year end. So had it had a bigger impact, we would have been able to make it up through that, but we really don't anticipate it's going to have much of a financial impact to us at all. As Angela mentioned, they were able to reaccommodate those passengers, and it's really minimal flights and landed weight that we saw canceled. So that won't really hit until November financials, which we'll be presenting after the first of the year, but just wanted to touch on that. And for the September activity within your packet, really exciting to see, you know, all revenue line items year to date above budget. The only one that's not is kind of funny because it's leases, which is a fixed, but we're within, you know, 0.6% of that estimate and budget. Everything really strong. Expenses are still running under, although I think our team has been also doing a really good job of managing to our expense budget, making sure we're getting as much done in this year as we can. Again, if we do come in over revenue and under expenses, we end up giving money back to the airlines, which we do want to keep our rates low with them, but we don't want to continually give back because we're not getting stuff done. So we do have a pretty focused effort of getting projects done this year, spending the budget that we do have, not necessarily in a use it or lose it, certainly in a thoughtful way, but it's something that we're monitoring with forecasts. So excited that we should come in ahead, but we are making great progress. Any other financial questions that you guys had through reviewing the packet? That's all I have for you today, then.
Thank you.
To be succinct here, I know you guys had a big meeting.
Early. You have 1:15 adjournment on the schedule. So, guys, let's go.
It's because Colin caught his flight, really.
All right, if there are no other questions, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Commissioner West, second?
Second.
Ooh, I don't know if that's like a tie. Commissioner Hemme, thank you so much. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you all for being here today.
We'll see you in December. December, what is the date?
16th.
We must have quorum for that budget.
I know we're going over for our tour, but I did want to point out, we didn't just like go grocery shopping, we were groceries in here. So these bags are what we call giving bags, and so these are intended to help someone out. And so every commissioner is encouraged to pick one and pass it on to them.
Thank you.
And I think in addition to this, as part of our Christmas plan, we'll be sending out a catalog with some new branded items for you guys to select for a Christmas gift. But I was not on the ball enough to have that ready for you today. So.
But I think it's easier to email anyway. But that way you guys can decide what you want, you know, your shirts, jackets, cups.
And you can have some wearing as well. The new brand on the new bag is awesome. So. Thank you all.
Great, thank you.
Should we just hang here?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Okay.